Chapter 3. The Rosetta Stone. Reading. In 1799, during the occupation of Egypt by Napoleon's French army, a military officer, Pierre-François Bouchard, made an archaeological discovery that remains one of the most important in linguistics today. While building an addition to an old fort near the city of Rosetta, Rashid, Bouchard unearthed a large block of basalt stone with writing on it. The stone measured 3 feet 9 inches long, 2 feet 4 inches wide, and 11 inches thick. But what makes the Rosetta Stone such an important discovery is that the stone tablet contained 3 distinct types of writing. At the top of the stone were several lines of ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics. In the center of the tablet was an Egyptian script called Demotic script, a more modern, everyday Egyptian script, and at the bottom of the tablet was ancient Greek. Bouchard took the tablet to scholars, who learned that it was a royal decree, stating the languages to be used in Egypt at that time, approximately 200 BC. Scholars soon began trying to translate the Demotic script. A French scholar named Sylvester de Sacy identified the symbols for Ptolemy and Alexander, 2 names. De Sacy's discovery showed a relationship between symbols and sounds, meaning the symbols in Demotic were phonetic. Another scholar, Johann Ackerblad, who had knowledge of Coptic, an ancient church language in Egypt, identified words for love, temple, and Greek. This knowledge meant that Demotic was translatable. In 1802, Reverend Stephen Weston translated the ancient Greek text to English. At about the same time, De Sacy and another scholar, Thomas Young, began to try to decipher the top lines of the ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs. Young discovered that 4 names could only be spelled phonetically by using a group of characters in a pattern called a cartouche, and he successfully deciphered 5 cartouches. But what Young did not realize was that not just 4 names are phonetic, but all hieroglyphs in ancient Egyptian were. This later discovery was made by historian and linguist named Jean-François Champollion. This meant that ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs weren't only written, but could also be spoken. The discovery of the Rosetta Stone was important because it was the first complete tablet containing an identical text of ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics and another language. This allowed scholars such as de Sacy, Young, and Champollion to make discoveries about both the meaning and characteristics of ancient Egyptian and of Demotic. Today, the Rosetta Stone is on display in the British Museum in London.